Chiara Corbella was born on the 9th of January, 1984, in Rome. During the summer of 2002, she decided to go to Croatia for vacation with some high school classmates. While there, she decided to make a brief stop at Međugorje, where her elder sister had been living. While at Međugorje, she met Enrico Petrillo, and the two started a relationship. But the relationship itself wasn't a steady one, as the couple had been in an on and off relationship. They had split it up several times but eventually got back together when Chiara made another visit to Međugorje in 2006. Now, the couple had traveled to Assisi on a walking pilgrimage in 2008 and became engaged at the end of the walk on the 2nd of August. Enrico had proposed three times and each time she accepted. The pair then got married, and 1 month after their wedding, the pair learned that Chiara was pregnant. The first ultrasound revealed that the daughter had been diagnosed with anencephaly, which is a life-threatening abnormality. But despite universal pressure to abort the child, Chiara and Enrico remained focused on having the child. The couple's first child, Maria Grazia Letizia, was born on the 10th of June, 2009, but died half an hour later. Chiara then became pregnant with her second child, but the ultrasound during Chiara's second pregnancy revealed that the baby had no legs. But the couple were once more determined to have the baby. Further scans showed that the child had no kidneys, which meant that the child's lungs would not be able to develop. But again, the couple still chose to have the child. And David Giovanni was born on the 24th of June, 2010, and baptized quickly, as he only managed to live for 38 minutes. The pair soon became popular speakers at pro-life events, where they were able to share their testimonies about the birth of their two children. Both also recited the rosary each Thursday night and ended their prayer in consecration to the Blessed Mother with the words Totus Tus. Now, Chiara then became pregnant with her final child. The couple were relieved because the ultrasound scan showed that the child would be born of perfect health. However, in the fifth month, Chiara became diagnosed with a bad lesion on the tongue and had to undergo a surgical procedure. But despite this, she still wanted to have the child, even though it meant endangering her life. She rejected any treatment that could have saved her life because she knew that it would risk the life of a newborn son. Chiara had another operation on the 1st of March to treat her condition. Her final child, Francesco, was born on the 30th of May in perfect health. In late March, Chiara learned that the cancer had spread to her breast and her liver, in addition to her lungs. She also lost the sight of her right eye. Her condition was deemed terminal, and the diagnosis was revealed to Enrico, who told his wife the sad news at the hospital chapel before the Blessed Sacrament. Despite this heartbreaking news, Chiara accepted this with joy and was more focused on living the present than worrying about her approaching death. On April the 4th, during Holy Week, Enrico and Chiara renewed their marriage vows. Chiara met Pope Benedict XVI alongside her husband and son on the 2nd of May, 2012, at the Pope's general audience, where the couple were able to discuss their experiences with the Pope. Chiara Petrillo passed away at her home, dressed in a wedding gown, surrounded by family and friends, on June 13, 2012. She lays buried with her two children in Campo Verano, Rome. Servant of God, Chiara Corbella Petrillo, pray for us. Gianna Beretta Molla was an Italian pediatrician born in Magenta, Italy, on October 4, 1922. Now, as a young girl, Gianna openly accepted her faith and the Catholic Christian education provided to her from her loving parents. She grew up viewing life as God's beautiful gift and found the greatest necessity and effectiveness in prayer. In 1942, Gianna began a study of medicine in Milan. She was a diligent and hardworking student, both at the university and in her faith. As a member of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, Gianna applied her faith in an apostolic service for the elderly and needy. She received degrees in both medicine and surgery from the University of Pavia in 1949, and in 1950, she opened a medical office in Mesero, near her hometown of Magenta. In 1952, Gianna specialized in pediatrics at the University of Milan, and from there on, she was especially drawn toward mothers, babies, the elderly, and the poor. Now, Gianna considered the field of medicine to be her mission and treated it as such. She increased her generous service to the lay movement, Catholic Action. Gianna hoped to join a brother, a missionary priest in Brazil, where she intended to offer her medical expertise in gynecology to poor women. However, her chronic ill health made this impractical, and she continued her practice in Italy. She chose the vocation of marriage and considered this to be a gift from God. In December of 1954, Gianna met Pietro Mola, an engineer who worked in her office. They were officially engaged the following April and married in September of 1955, making Gianna a happy wife. Gianna embraced this gift with all of her being and completely dedicated herself to forming a truly Christian family. Gianna wrote to Pietro, "Love is the most beautiful sentiment that the Lord has put into the soul of man and woman." In November of 1956, Gianna became a mother to her first child, Pierluigi, their second child, Maria Zita, in December of 1957, and their third, Laura, in July of 1959. Gianna handled motherhood with grace and was able to harmonize all aspects of her demanding life. In 1961, Gianna became pregnant with her fourth child. Toward the end of her second month of pregnancy, Gianna was struck with an unimaginable pain. Her doctors discovered she had developed a fibroma in her uterus, meaning she was carrying both a baby and a tumor. Now, after examination, the doctors gave her three choices: an abortion, which would save her life and allow her to continue to have children, but take the life of the child she carried; a complete hysterectomy, which would preserve her life but take the unborn child's life and prevent further pregnancy; or removal of only the fibroma, with the potential of further complications, which could save the life of her baby. Now, wanting to preserve her child's life, Gianna opted for the removal of only the fibroma. In fact, she was willing to give her own life to save the life of her child. Gianna pleaded with the surgeons to save her child's life over her own. She sought comfort in her prayers and her living faith. The child's life was saved, for which Gianna graciously thanked the Lord. A few days before the baby was to be born, Gianna prayed that the Lord take away any pain from the child. She recognized that she may lose her life during delivery, but she was ready. Gianna was quite clear about her wishes, expressing to her family, "If you must decide between me and the child, do not hesitate. Choose the child. I insist on it. Save the baby." On April 21, 1962, Gianna Emanuela Mola successfully delivered by caesarean section. The doctors tried many different treatments and procedures to ensure both lives would be saved. However, on April 28, 1962, a week after the baby was born, Gianna passed away from septic peritonitis. Saint Gianna Beretta Mola, pray for us. Maria Cristina was born in Cinisello, Balsamo, Italy, on August 18, 1969. Now, at a very young age, Cristina began to attend the family's parish youth group, or oratory, at the Holy Family Parish in Cinisello. She attended catechism classes taught by the Sisters of Charity of St. Giovanna Antinda, under the direction of Sister Anna Rosa Pozzoli, who provides her with first basic formation to the sacraments of the Catholic Church. From the very beginning, Cristina absorbs all teachings with great attention and devotion. As a teenager, she had dedicated herself to the care of children in the oratory and perfects her Christian formation with great care. Now, Christina began keeping a spiritual diary from her early preteen years, which continued throughout her life. She used a small notebook where she would collect all meditations and conversations with God. During high school years, a religious vocation seemed to be the future goal chosen by Maria Christina. She was attracted by the example given by the sisters working in the parish and expressed a desire to become a sister of charity in the future. However, a casual encounter with Carlo Mochelin at the end of summer vacation upsets her plans and changes her mind towards the future. Following long and serious debating, Christina decides to accept her engagement and consequently marriage. And then at the age of 18, and only 1 year after becoming engaged to Carlo, Christina experiences for the first time great pain and unexpected suffering. A tumor on her left thigh appears upon a return from vacation in Canada and forces a particularly hard ordeal on her between various hospitals. 3 cycles of chemotherapy kept her from her studies and normal life for many months. It was this experience of great suffering that had cemented her love for Carlo, who shuttles between Veneto and Lombardy to be close to her. This is the moment when their love takes on the breath of eternity. It was during this experience that their love assumes an eternal aspect. Now Christina recovers completely and manages to complete high school with high grades. A strong desire to marry Carlo leads to their marriage on February the 2nd, 1991, when Christina and Carlo celebrate their union before God. 10 months after their marriage, the first child is born, Francesco, who will be followed after only a year and a half by Lucia. These are years of serenity and joy in which the young family experiences a full and extraordinarily rich love. A few years after Lucia's birth, in the autumn of 1993, Christina becomes pregnant with Ricardo, but unfortunately, when the pregnancy arises, a new cancer appears on the same leg that 5 years earlier had so badly marked her. After getting over the initial shock, Christina and Carlo began an intense period of prayer, both personal and together as a couple. The couple both expressed their desire to safeguard the life of the baby at any cost. She therefore undergoes a local operation aimed at removing the tumor, but postponed the start of chemotherapy treatments so as to not damage the baby's life. Shortly after, Ricardo was born in July of 1994 and is a beautiful, lively, and healthy child. She once wrote, "You are a gift to us, you are precious, and when I look at you, I think that there is no suffering in the world that is not worthwhile for a child." Chemotherapy begins immediately after delivery, but when the cancer had already done its devastation and there is nothing more to be done, Christina, while wishing to heal and hoping for a miracle, continues to trust God. On October the 22nd, 1995, Christina ascends to heaven, leaving a message of love and trust in God very deep, which will be received by many people who will come to know her story. Venerable Maria Christina Mochelin, pray for us. Non c'è niente di più. Nessuno.